It's an old Eastern, it's a Zen saying. And the interior meaning of first there is a mountain, then there is no mountain, then there is what happens to an individual in their spiritual work. I look out and I see you, you're a problem. I see all the pain, I don't know what to do with it. I want to become something, but I'm not sure how to get there. I want to escape something, but the mountain's in my way. And then I begin to do the work that reveals that the mountain that I'm facing is just an aspect of my consciousness creating someone to climb or to escape something. And the clearer that becomes to me, that there is no mountain apart from the nature that creates it, the mountain disappears. And then when the mountain disappears, it's just back to practical. There's a mountain. There's something that has to be done, something I need to deal with. But there's no me dealing with it anymore. It's actually a little bit of a takeoff on when Moses, and the idea of if you tell that mountain to move, it will move if you had the faith. It's all connected to that integration that takes place inside of an individual.
Hello, I'm Desi Arnaz Jr. You've been listening to best-selling author Guy Finley. To learn more about Guy Finley and his nonprofit Life of Learning Foundation, visit guyfinley.org. That's GUYFINLEY.org. Receive helpful free gifts along with a host of life-changing information. That's guyfinley.org.